back of your closet. Dude, remember? You crowd surfed in me, man.
But you haven't worn me in like forever.
I get it, you're retired. But I still got some rock left in me. So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
China urges North Korea not to back out. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. After a North Korean threat to cancel next month's meeting with President Trump, the North did call off talks today, with South Korea upset over joint U.S. military exercises, calling them a ruckus, saying it's no longer interested in a one-sided negotiation to give up nuclear weapons. Fox's John Decker has a reaction live from the White House.
In making its threat, North Korea accused the U.S. of harboring sinister intentions. That brought this reaction this morning from White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders.
We're ready to meet, and if it happens, that's great. And if it doesn't, we'll see what happens. We're still hopeful that the meeting will take place.
The highly anticipated summit is due to take place on June 12th in Singapore. South Korea's defense ministry said Wednesday that the joint military drills would continue as scheduled despite the protests from Pyongyang. Dave?
John, the president has tweeted congratulations to two Republicans who won their primaries, Senator Deb Fischer in Nebraska and Lou Barletta in Pennsylvania.
The media said that Donald Trump could not win in Pennsylvania.
Barletta says he too has defied the odds when he won races for mayor and then Congress. He'll face incumbent Democratic Senator Bob Casey. In Nebraska, Democrat Gene Raybould won the primary to challenge Fisher. Looks like Gina Haspel will be the next CIA director. The top Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee, Mark Warner, now supports her despite her role in enhanced interrogations after 9/11.
In her response, Haspel said, with the benefit of hindsight, the enhanced interrogation program is not one the CIA should have undertaken. Four other Senate Democrats have also announced support for Haspel. The Intelligence Committee will vote on that nomination today. Republican leaders are hoping for a final Senate confirmation vote later this week.
Fox's Jared Halpern, the former CIA director John Brennan, will testify before that same committee today in private in the Russia meddling investigation, being questioned over a report accusing the Russians of trying to help Donald Trump win the election. Fox News, fair and balanced.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-694-1010. That's 800-694-1010. 800-694-1010. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
There are a lot of trees to clear out in the Northeast after strong storms knocked them down onto roads or homes or cars. At least five people were reportedly killed by falling trees, including an 11-year-old girl in Newburgh, New York, who was helping unload a car at the time, and her mother was right there.
And she's by the hood crying, and then minutes after, they had to take her away.
The rescuers had to cut through the car to get to the girl, but she died at a hospital. Hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses lost power in several states, and there was also flooding in some areas. The slow-moving disaster continues in Hawaii as lava keeps flowing from cracks or fissures near Kilauea, and homeowners scramble to find out if their insurance will cover volcano damage. Another problem, breathing.
An air quality alert known as Condition Red has been issued for people on Hawaii's Big Island. Some 2,000 people have been told to evacuate since the Kilauea volcano started sending lava into residential areas on May 3rd. Hawaii health official Dr. Alvin Bronstein says people in those areas should evacuate, and a mask won't help you.
Remove oneself from the exposure. That's the treatment. We don't want people to be in some sort of a device in the exposure. We want them out of there.
Eruptions have already destroyed about 24 homes in one subdivision on the Big Island, and new fissures continue to open in nearby areas. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
News on the economy. Home builders broke ground on fewer new projects last month. So-called housing starts were down nearly 4% compared to March. On Wall Street, stock futures are down modestly ahead of today's trading. In the NBA playoffs,
Horford inside, count it, and one. There's your answer from Al Horford.
Al Horford and the Boston Celtics beat Cleveland 107-94 on ESPN, despite LeBron James scoring 42 points for the Cavaliers. Boston now leads the Eastern Conference Finals 2-0. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Mohammed Seymour School District will pay out $150,000 in a deal with an assistant principal as part of her separation agreement. The News Gazette says residents were outspoken when Lincoln Trail Elementary School's Courtney Porter was supposed to be reassigned to a classroom position. A former Champaign police officer is accused in a series of motor vehicle burglaries. WCIA says at least 10 different vehicles were accessed at 7 different locations. The thefts happened early Sunday in Fisher. 43-year-old R. Justice Clinton of Fisher was arrested Monday night. Illinois tourism is at an all-time high. The State Journal Register says the number of visitors to Illinois last year went up by 3% to nearly 114 million compared to 2016. Visitors spent $39.5 billion in Illinois last year. That was up by $1.1 billion. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Looking pretty good today with a high 84, 57 our low tonight. Chance of precipitation at 20%, otherwise partly cloudy. We've got a high 86 down to 61 with partly cloudy conditions tomorrow. More clouds as we wrap up the week Friday with a high 77, low 57. We're currently at 63 on ESPN 93.5.
If you need painting done, and there's a probably pretty good likelihood that if you're not ready to have something painted, it's close. I suggest you get hold of Chad Ebert, the owner of Y Precision Painting. YPrecision.com is a website. Precision Painting has been there over a decade. He's a U of I grad, came to my door many years ago. I said, all right, kid, you can paint my house, but I'm going to teach you about marketing. So I started talking about him on the radio. I think my letter that he had me write, which is smart, still on his website, at least the comment from it. If you go to whiteprecision.com, you can see before and after pictures. It's amazing. A little paint, what that can do, transforms the entire house. They are really getting inundated. I talked to Chad a week ago. He said, could you just give me a couple of weeks? I've got to sort all this out. He's getting a lot of people to call, which is what we want them to do. Get a free quote. Well, there's nothing to lose. If you're going to price somebody painting your house, give them a try. No job too big or too small. Look at the, again, before and after pictures. They've got talented, experienced painters you can trust. They don't job hop. Once they start, they'll finish your job. Get an estimate. Nothing to lose. Whiteprecision.com. You just fill out whatever they're asking you to fill out. They'll call you. They'll come out, take a look around. And know that whatever number they give you, you're going to be really happy because they're good at what they do. They're terrific. YPrecision.com, Chad Ebert, YPrecision.com. All right, it's Wednesday morning, May 16. White House promises to crack down on leakers. In the wake of yet another leak outside of the White House, the Trump administration expecting a staff shakeup as they pinpoint who's spreading the information. This comes as the administration up in arms after comments made by communications staffer during an internal meeting regarding the health of Senator John McCain were leaked to the press. President Trump condemned the White House leakers as traitors and cowards. Young Americans for Liberty President Cliff Maloney. How are you, Cliff?
Hey, thanks for having me today.
Great having you on. Okay, so how do I stop the leakers?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I think President Trump has created this environment because he's used Twitter unlike any president in the past. And we've all seen kind of his ability, and a lot of people would say successfully, to kind of push back on the mainstream media But I think it's created kind of this funnel for people to want those sound bites that are demeaning or things that are, you know, beneath the office of the president. But the thing I'm a little tired of is all these sound bites, all of these leaks, none of them are about policies. You know, in administrations past, I mean, the media would be reporting on these leaks, the deal with getting budgets passed and, you know, trying to figure out who's trying to get pork into a bill or, you know, who's a nominee for something. This is all about, you know, somebody's personality. So yeah. I think yeah. the president probably should have led with, you know, hey, it shouldn't have been said. You know, I'm sorry that was said, if it was said. But, you know, I think he's got a real problem on his hands.
Well, again, we have all said things that we really didn't want everybody to know. I mean, so I guess is the message that, you know, from the Jim Carrey movie Truman Show, are we all that now? I mean, can we never speak anything without the whole world knowing everything we're saying?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what comes with building a team. And as a president, you want a team that you can trust. The one thing I really like to point out to folks, now, you know, I agree with a lot of the things the president's doing when it comes to limiting government. But you have this this swamp here, I mean, that is D.C. bureaucrats.
Yeah.
And so you have people that are working, you know, quote unquote, for the president, for the administration. You know, I have an alumnus in my organization, Young Americans for Liberty, that work for the administration. And they tell me all the time, they say, Cliff, you know, as much as we're trying to roll things back and cut government and give power back to the people, you're always going to have individuals yep. who are part of that infrastructure.
Yeah.
And so I think it's a tough egg to crack. But yeah, you've got to have a team that you can trust.
Yeah, but boy, I tell you, even if you're working for somebody you can't stand for the country, you're working for me, and I'm not so sure bureaucrats shouldn't be term limited too. I mean, why is it healthy for the same bureaucrat at the IRS to be in the same spot or over at Justice or anywhere? The 40 years of the same thing, you know. I mean, I don't know. It's very complicated and difficult. But the bottom line is, leaks should not happen. You're working for the country.
Right. And it's funny you say that because, you know, the one thing that I really remember about when Trump was elected, I mean, a lot of these bureaucrats that have been here for, I mean, 20, 30, 40 years, you know, collecting these six-figure paychecks, they're quaking in their boots. And that's the one thing I have enjoyed of seeing some of these departments and these federal agencies just getting rolled back. But I think you're right. We got a lot of work to do. And, you know, it can't be a retirement home where people go and live off the taxpayer's dime for 30 years.
Yeah.
And so I'm excited to see him kind of continue to roll back. But once again, it's tough to trust a bureaucrat when their job is not to, you know, be there for the country, or in their mind, you know, their job is to make sure that their government agency is something that continues to get money and continues to be necessary when you have somebody in the White House who's trying to shut those down or rein in the out-of-control federal government that causes a conflict.
Young Americans for Liberty, President Cliff Maloney. What is Young Americans for Liberty about?
Absolutely. So we have a college chapter program. We have over 900 chapters in the United States, and we're working to pull people back from the brink of socialism. So we're out on campuses distributing constitutions and having engaging conversations with students, because I'll tell you right now, they need it more than ever. And once we build the youth army of people that believe in the Constitution, we deploy our students into races across the country
yeah.
to knock on doors and try to rebuild the republic, if you will.
Are you party, you know, affiliated, or is it independent kind of a thing?
So we work with candidates that pass our liberty and principle test. So I don't care what party they're in. Typically, we work with Republicans because they tend to be the ones passing that liberty test. But they've got to be viable. And so we look to deploy in races where we can make a difference. We just did a Republican race in Texas, beat an incumbent, big government incumbent, by 14 points. We knocked on over 26,000 doors.
Wow.
So that's our strategy.
Well, listen,
we're trying to build this fence.
It's great. And as much as I really honestly liked Dear Sweet Bernie, no way. I mean, do people not understand socialism and what it is? It's so demotivating.
Right. It's funny because, you know, young people, how I like to put it, I like to give them a little bit of credit. The problem is they've been just inundated with this idea that every time there's a problem, right, they turn to the government.
Yeah.
Well, what government regulations can we write, or what government committee or bureaucracy can we set up? And we say, to heck with that. You know, let's really look at how we, the people, through the free market, through capitalism, you know, we can solve these problems, and we can do it much easier and much closer to home. And that's the message we're trying to get out of Young Americans for Liberty.
All right, how do people find you, Cliff?
YALiberty.org, or you can follow us on Twitter at YALiberty. Thanks so much for having me today.
Hey, great having you. Hope we can visit again. Thank you. Cliff Maloney, Young Americans for Liberty president. Sounds good. Follows the Constitution. How about that? 8:14, we're going to check your sports headlines coming up.
Hey, Cardinals fans, school is out, and it's time to load up the kids and make your way to Busch Stadium. Let's go. The weekend of June 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, the Cardinals take on the Pittsburgh Pirates, and it's the Ritz kickoff to summer weekend. That weekend is loaded with great giveaways and promotions for you. On Friday, June 1st, it's the Yachty Tumbler Giveaway. You'll take home a stainless steel tumbler featuring Cardinals catcher Yadier Molina. Saturday, June 2nd, is the Cardinals Saturday Alternate Embroidered Jersey Giveaway. And Sunday, June 3rd, it's the Chris Carpenter Bobblehead Giveaway, as well as Christian Day at the ballpark. You'll be invited to listen to Cardinals players, coaches, and featured speaker Willie McGee. That's the weekend of June 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Make the trip to see the Cardinals take on the Pirates. Tickets at cardinals.com/promotions. There's only one. Cardinals baseball.
The buzz this time of year is nature's coming alive. Your yard is an important part of the special place called home. At Spring Green, it's our favorite time of year. For a limited time, new customers save 20% on Spring Green's full program. Nurture your outdoor space with Spring Green, your local lawn care professionals. They take special care of your lawn and landscape investment for a trouble-free lawn. Because precise and well-timed applications encourage your landscape to grow and prosper. Their guarantee of satisfaction states, if you're not happy, they'll make it right or refund the entire cost of that application. Serving Champaign Urbana and Mattoon Charleston for over 35 years, call your local Spring Green at 217-359-2111, 217-359-2111, or on the web at spring-green.com for the convenience of America's neighborhood lawn care team.
8:17, ESPN 93.5, Sports Headlines.
Minnesota Twins over the St. Louis Cardinals 4-1 yesterday. We've got a game that starts at 12:10 here on ESPN 93.5. Adam Wainwright on the 10-day DL with elbow inflammation. The Twins had that 3-run seventh inning, the Cardinals just couldn't snap back.
You score 2 runs against St. Louis right now, you're going to win. I mean, the Cardinals just can't hit right now. So hopefully they can snap out today at the day game.
Cubs over the Braves 3-2 yesterday. 6:35 start on U.S. 105.9. Pre-game starts around 6. Pittsburgh Pirates over the Chicago White Sox 7-0. And they've got a game at 11:35. Boston over Cleveland 107-94. Celtics on top of that series 2 games to none. Golden State Warriors and Houston Rockets going at it tonight. Warriors on top of that series 1 game to none. That's pretty much sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
All right. Very happy to have in here the new leader, the head of the CU Schools Foundation. I missed you so much at Habitat. Kelly Hill, how are you?
Hey, Stevie. Great to be here.
If you have a punch card at Habitat, we own them all.
Very good.
For frequency. Jan Seely also here. It's time to talk Mile at the Pines already?
Well, you know, we've moved the race to our new summer date.
Sunday, it's going to be so hot.
Sunday, July 22nd in the evening.
Da ba ba boom.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be hot.
It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be perfect because it's a mile race, and mile races are the thing, aren't they?
They are. They're the fastest growing event in the country, and we had our first annual last year in November. We put it later in the year because we thought we would get a lot of high school cross-country kids. Yeah. It didn't work out so well, so we thought, why have bad weather when we can have good weather? And the summer date is much better for high school kids training anyway. So Sunday, July 22nd, same place, 6 p.m., first wave.
And, okay, this is benefiting the CU Schools Foundation, which does what, Kelly Hill?
We are supporting our public school teachers in Champaign and Urbana. They work really hard. Yeah. I'm sure they're fried at this time of year. So for them to think about participating in this event, sharing this event, getting kids in the schools to participate in this event, all the funds that that Jan and the race group will be raising will be supporting the Schools Foundation, which will support our public school teachers.
Hey, you're so such a perfect leader of this, because how many school doors have you opened and gone through? You're so active.
I've had some kids that have gone.
But you've been to everything.
Sure. I had kids that went through Westview and Jefferson and Centennial. So, you know, I've seen what the public school teachers do and very impressed and admire what they do.
Somebody's going to break 5 minutes this year.
Definitely.
No question.
Yeah. No, it'll be. We're thinking we had 315 participants last year on a crappy day in November.
Really cool.
We're thinking double that this year.
Yeah.
And we've already got some additional cash sponsors, and so we've got high expectations. We donated every penny last year to CU Schools Foundation. It was $2,750.
Wow. Wonderful.
So,
awesome.
Gosh, if we could get $5,000 or $6,000, that would be a great way to roll into the school year.
Oh, absolutely. That would. What a great jump start.
Well, how do we get involved here?
Sure. Well, first of all, Mile at the Pines is not just one, you know, hit the gun and 9,000 people run off. There's 9 different mile events for every age and ability. So there's a 14 and under girls run, 17 and under girls race, and then there's a 17 and under boys race. There's then an open race for people who are 18 to 39, male and female. Then we do the same thing for masters. Yeah. We have a community mile for anybody who wants to run and walk. And each of these are staged like 10 to 15 minutes apart. They all take place on Philo Road. So our epicenter is the Pine Shopping Center. And we were very deliberate in picking that road and this center to bring attention to this great part of town, all the businesses that are over here, including you guys. And so you go down to the south end of Philo at the intersection of Curtis and Philo. That's where your race starts, each race, and we'll line the course with American flags like we did last year, and everybody finishes at a very spectacular finish line up here by the Pines, and then we've got a whole parking lot full of great food, and then this year Riggs Beer Company is going to be here. So
that's right.
Runners of age will get a beer, which is cool. So it's just a lot of fun, and like I said, the summertime evening date will be spectacular.
I was just looking over our list of sponsors. Red Bicycle, Ice Cream is in on the fun here at the Pines. Meyer's right across the street here at Philo and Windsor Road. It's great to have Country Arbor's Nursery involved, along with Carl, Adams Outdoor Advertising, Body and Soul Sports, of course. Got to get Mike Lindemann involved. Buffon Salon and Reynolds Towing, us at Stevie J Broadcasting, the Atkins Group, and Christie Clinic.
Yeah, it's really the Christie Clinic Illinois Marathon team that's putting this
around. Well, there you go. That's all you need to know.
Yeah, that's right. It's mileatthepines.com. I don't think I said
mile
that.
Mileatthepines.com.
Registration is open, and it's $20. I mean, last year, because it was a winter, kind of a winterish race, we gave really cool wool caps. This year, we're doing beach towels. Who needs another T-shirt?
All right, let's raise a lot of money for CU Schools Foundation. Kelly, what do you think?
Thanks so much, guys. This is going to be a great event. We're excited that we're working with Jan and her group.
Well, and thank you for including a category of people with 12 letters in their last name who used to have an afro.
That's the 10th wave we've added this year, apparently.
I can win that, Kelly.
Anybody can run this race, Stevie, and that includes you.
You know what? I'm sure everybody could run this race, but it's harder to run 10-minute miles than you think.
Well, and there is a community lap.
I'm in that one.
Exactly.
That's the one I'm in.
Yeah. Well, it's just great. And what's really cool is, Ian, when you see these people that really run it, it's a sprint.
Yeah.
That's stunning to me.
Yeah.
That you can run that far, that fast. Stunning. And somebody's going to be 4 minutes and something in a mile. That's just, wow. I can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
And how are you going to, we do have masses. I mean, the road's only so wide, so you're going to have to kind of get up there.
Well, we close the entire road,
right.
So we don't have cars or anything like that.
But you got a wide road that, I mean, someday it's going to probably be wider than.
Well, if we get to that point, we already have a plan B
for
a new route that's in the neighborhood and would still end here, but would be, give us more.
That's awesome.
More logistical space.
Okay. Always another plan.
Always plan B. That's awesome. Okay, mileatthepines.com. Okay, get in, get ready. It's July 22, Sunday night, and we're going to have a lot of fun. Kelly, nice seeing you.
Yeah,
sounds
great.
Congratulations on your.
Yeah, thanks for all your support, guys. You're tremendous.
I'm so glad you got it. It's awesome.
And with this shift, Molly Delaney then with CU Schools Foundation, now with Eastern Illinois Food Bank.
Absolutely. Yes. Doing great work over there for the food bank.
Okay, great.
Thank you both for coming in.
Thanks for having us. Thanks, guys.
Kelly and Jan, Kelly Hill, Jan Seely, miletopines.com, 824.
From the Fox Business Network, there were fewer new apartment buildings under construction last month. The Commerce Department says housing starts declined in April to the lowest level since December. Overall home construction slipped 3.7% from March. Apartment building tumbled more than 12%. Single-family home building increased just slightly, 0.1%. Still, housing starts are higher than a year ago. Macy's business is better than forecast. Its sales and earnings in the recent quarter rose from a year ago. Sales increased online, but also improved at retail stores. Macy's is boosting its forecast for the year. Software company Oracle is buying datascience.com, a data analysis company. It's not revealing the purchase price. The Dow was down 193 yesterday. NASDAQ declined 59. S&P dropped 18. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Experts warn of a stock market crash any day now, and you could lose 50% or more of your hard-earned savings again. But you don't have to lose a penny. There's a better, safer way to save for retirement, and you can learn about it in a free report. This method continues to grow your money even when the market tumbles. To get this free report, go to bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Burwash and Savoy, online, drivechampaign.com.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Kane.
Man, it is possible. It is real. It is true that you can have too much of a good thing. And that's what happened for the Houston Rockets last night against the Golden State Warriors. The Golden State Warriors were going to win that game. Don't get me wrong. Everything points to a Golden State Warriors absolute domination of this series, the next, and another title for the Golden State Warriors. But if you're sitting back and saying to yourself, what could the Rockets have done? Who's to blame for the Rockets not performing, quite honestly, up to their own standard, up to their own peak? And the answer is James Harden. He's the good thing that you got too much of. James Harden scored 41 points. He was the best player on his team. And he was, ultimately, to blame for their loss.
Get more from Will Kane today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or on the ESPN app.
That's the sizzle of McDonald's new, hotter and juicier 100% fresh beef quarter pounder burger. Sounds good, right? Hold up. You can't hear that mouth-watering sound or taste that beefy, melty, cheesy deliciousness until you order yours, because that's when they cook it. So if you want to hear this, followed by this, hit this, and turn into McDonald's now. McDonald's new, hotter and juicier quarter pounder burgers. So good, they'll leave you speechless.
Hotter and juicier compared to prior quarter pound beef patty. Available at most restaurants in contiguous U.S. Not available in Alaska, Hawaii, and U.S. territories.
Hey, Wingo, want to grab a bite after the show?
Would love to, Gold, but can't. Got to paint the man cave.
Some advice? Use Frog Tape. The brand pros rate number one for sharp paint lines.
Did you say Frog Tape?
Sure did. Frog Tape's the best painter's tape out there.
Better than blue tape.
Way better. Only Frog Tape features patented paint block technology, giving you the sharpest lines possible.
Man, you are full of good advice.
Yes, I am. And soon I'll be full of pizza. Remember, if you got to have sharp paint lines, frog it with Frog Tape. Available at a retailer near you.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. Spring is here, and soon we'll be planting flowers and seeds. So you plant seeds on both sides of your driveway, on the right and on the left, hoping to make it beautiful. What do the seeds do? Do the seeds you planted on the one side say, hey, I don't like where I am. I'm not going to sprout or bloom because I really want it to be on the other side of the driveway. Ridiculous, right? The seeds bloom where they are planted. Yet we humans frequently complain where we find ourselves in life. We wish we were somewhere else, and we spend time complaining and having regrets instead of embracing the moment and blooming where we're planted. It happened to me. And my situation vastly improved when I decided to embrace my circumstances, work to the best of my abilities, take ownership, and have pride in my work. Bloom where you are planted was one of the best bits of advice I received, and I'm sharing it with you. I hope you embrace it and seize your moment today. I'm Habib Habib, and this Motivational Minute was brought to you by A&R Mechanical.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called roof doctors. Actually, called a lot of roofing companies, get estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com. Well, a CMI, Chemical Maintenance, Inc., where I worked for a hardworking man,
worked in quotes, of course.
Yes, of course. They're over there on Bloomington Road in Champaign. They are locally owned and operated. Betsy and Brad Parks. They got all the stuff you need to keep all those germs away. They know how to do it with the right machinery. They've got stuff for your business. They got stuff that you need. Make sure that if you're buying any janitorial supplies, you go through CMI, CMIclean.com, or 359-6262. And we'll be on location June 2nd, enjoying free entry into the Children's Orpheum Museum, games, food, prizes, music, bounce houses. Mm-hmm. That's June 2nd. You can get details about that event coming up at ESPNCU.com. And congratulating our winner for 4 tickets with mesh jersey and the Bob Gibson pitching rubber. All went to our winner,
Cliff White in Monticello. By the way, we did get a text in to 359-2255. Elena at Prairie View Ogden North with her Blossom Basket Florist Flowers. Thank you, Ryan, for nominating your super student daughter.
Yeah, great picture, great flowers. Thank you. All right, Fox News next, ESPN 93.5.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. The North Koreans have called off talks with South Korea and are now threatening to cancel on President Trump next month if the talks are just going to be one-sided pressure to abandon their nuclear program, they say. White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says the administration expected threats like this with plans for the meeting still on.
We'll continue down that path, but at the same time, we know that we've been prepared that these could be tough negotiations.
She was on Fox and Friends. The summit's supposed to happen June 12th in Singapore. There are at least 5 people reported to have been killed by fallen trees during storms in the Northeast. A lot of trees are down.
To the north of New York City in Newburgh.
And all suddenly it turned to a nightmare. Whole Newburgh was horrible.
It was there an 11-year-old girl was killed when wind sent a tree crashing onto the car she was unloading.
Fox's Jill Nato. There was 1 other death in New York, 1 in Pennsylvania, and 2 in Connecticut. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A former Champaign police officer is accused in a series of motor vehicle burglaries. WCIA says at least 10 different vehicles were accessed at 7 different locations. The thefts happened early Sunday in Fisher. 43-year-old R. Justice Clinton of Fisher was arrested Monday night and faces charges of burglary to a motor vehicle and residential burglary. The Champaign-Urbana Schools Foundation has chosen a new leader. Kelly Hill becomes the new executive director. She replaces Molly Delaney, who is now with Eastern Illinois Food Bank. Hill is the former development director at Habitat for Humanity of Champaign County. If you're an Amazon Prime member, starting today, you'll be able to get discounts at Whole Foods. Prime members will get an additional 10% off sale items and exclusive deals on some groceries. To show they are Prime members, shoppers can scan the Whole Foods app at the register or give the cashier their phone number. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service, Diane Ducey.
More clouds than sunshine this morning. Today's high 84, 57 our low tonight. Chance of precipitation at 20%, partly cloudy and a 10% shot at showers tomorrow. High 85, low 61. A 40% chance of morning rain on Friday's forecast now. Otherwise, some clouds and a high 75, low 57. Into the weekend, slight chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms up into the mid-80s. Down to around 60 at night. We're currently at 63 on ESPN 93.5.
We talked about the public restroom thing, where if you own a business, should it be okay for people to just look at your bathroom as theirs? I say no. I think it's ridiculous. If you're up there and you're in there, I mean, why can I say no shirt, no shoes, no service, but I can't say no buy, can't use my potty? I mean, what's wrong with that?
Right. The Euro pay potties was suggested. Maybe we should move that way. And
well, I mean,
another comment
for a person
with Illinois
buys
politics.
Food, if you buy food,
right,
you ought to use the restroom.
Sure.
But if you're walking in just using, and again, I've done it before. But every time I'm trying to buy a dollar something because I just feel you ought to buy something.
Exactly.
But, you know, with kids, I get it. And usually people are fine with it, but it's not your bathroom.
Right.
That's, I guess, the attitude of who owns the bathroom. It's not yours, and you shouldn't be entitled to it. So that was that. And we touched on a lot of things this morning. Uh-huh. I don't know if you were up on Brett Baer has written a book called 3 Days in Moscow. I think Brett Baer is, if you've never seen Fox News at 5 o'clock, oh, they're so biased. Not that hour. The rest of the evening is kind of driven with personality and opinion, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Brett Baer has a news hour, and it's just as good as can be.
He had a stop in his career in Rockford, didn't he?
Yeah, he played golf at Greencastle over to DePaul University in Indiana. A really good guy. Really, really good guy. And so if you've never seen Fox News 5 to 6 Central Time, it's a news hour. It really is. They do a really good job, and then they do a panel, but you've got all sides represented. It's very, very good. Okay, if you missed it, here's what happened Monday.
Ladies and gentlemen, very happy to welcome back to our program. He is the host. Special report with Brett Baer, the best news hour, 5 to 6 Central Time on Fox with us here in Champaign-Urbana. It's Brett Baer. How are you, sir? Great to have you back to the show.
Hey, Stevie. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So I'm trying to figure this out. You have a very wonderful family. You're out there golfing. You're with your wife on Mother's Day. You're doing all of the things you should be doing. You're doing special report. Then you what, sit down at 10 at night and write books?
It's a lot of caffeine. I actually do write at night. That is my time. I'm a night owl. And I've been fortunate to have this great team of researchers that has come up with some great stuff. And I'm really proud of this latest effort. You know, we did that first one when I talked to you about 3 days in January about Eisenhower and the last 3 days of his administration, and found some amazing stuff that hadn't been uncovered, and then kind of used that to bounce back and show how Eisenhower gets to that farewell address. And this one uses the same format, but it's about Reagan and the last summit in Moscow between Reagan and Gorbachev, the first time an American president would be on Soviet soil, and a speech overlooked at the time that he delivers to Moscow State University students. And I use those 3 days and the culmination of that to bounce back and look how Reagan gets there in that really important moment in history.
Mm. Ronald Reagan and Mikhail Gorbachev truly liked each other, didn't they?
They did. They had a great personal relationship. Tense at times. Both of them walked away from the table a couple of times, but wrote to each other, joked with each other, and remember, this is a president, President Reagan, who had been delivering speeches about communism ending up on the ash heap of history and the Soviet Union as the evil empire. I mean, really aggressive things that people at the time were saying he's a warmonger, he shouldn't be saying that stuff. He delivers the speech at the Brandenburg Gate, tear down this wall, Mr. Gorbachev. That made heads explode in the State Department and all over the place. And yet he sees in Gorbachev a person that he can have a relationship with and negotiate in good faith. So he jumps at the opportunity.
How do you think Soviet historians are looking at this, Russian historians? Was it a ultimately good thing that happened to the Soviet Union, now Russia, or would they say we were better together?
Well, I think there is a part of Vladimir Putin that is hungry for the old Soviet days of Soviet Union expansion and looking back at that time. But I do think that the people themselves have benefited from coming out of the darkness of communism. And that's one of the principles that Reagan always dealt with, which was communism is never going to work in the long run. So he talks to these students. I want to talk to you not about the realities of today, but about the possibilities of tomorrow. And he paints the picture of a Soviet Union that is engaged with the world. You could, just like Eisenhower in his farewell address, you could deliver the speech he delivers at Moscow State University today, and it would still have a similar impact.
You know, our system's not perfect, but I believe it's the best by far in the world, given freedoms, waking up, deciding what you want to do with your life and your day. But certainly a lot of people slip through the cracks around here and people pound on it politically. But America's still got it going on from the standpoint of opportunity, the way we treat all people. I mean, it's on people. I don't know if they realize how great a country we have, Brett.
Yeah, and that's part of the attractiveness about Reagan is that he always knew that America was amazing. He truly believed it was the shining city on the hill, and every chance he got, he spoke of this love of his country, not in a cheesy way, but in a real way. And when he's delivering this speech to Moscow State University students, he kind of delivers that, and in part a message to these kids and to that country, but in part a message to our country. Realize what we have and cherish it.
Yeah, and he believed, as you say, he was authentically, absolutely in on all of that.
Yeah, he really was. And listen, there'll be many people who, you know, criticize different aspects of the Reagan presidency. And that criticism's in here as well. But this is a look at the man, how he gets to this moment. And the last chapter, Stevie, in the book is called The Last Word. And I look at the current moment and all the challenges that President Trump is facing. There are some similarities between the two. I mean, Reagan came in, he was the Hollywood star who, you know, critics said he was just speaking lines. Trump comes in as the billionaire businessman, who reality TV star, who says or tweets something every day that makes Washington's heads explode. And both of them underestimated. Obviously, totally different personalities in the way they deal with things. But there are big, big moments that are happening that we should see as they're happening. One of them is going to be June 12th in Singapore.
Right. Yeah. And you'll be there, I bet, huh?
I will be there.
Wonderful. Brett Baer, great book, 3 days in Moscow. Last question, how is Paul's swing?
He's working on it. He's in U.S. Kids Golf, and I'm the caddy when I can be. And I think it's tougher. It's tougher to be the caddy.
Yeah, I think you're right. There'll be a day someday, not yet. He's probably going to beat you. I know you're a very good golfer. I watch you at the Pebble Beach stuff. You looked great.
It's just a matter of time.
Yeah, awesome. Great job, Brett. I truly tell you every time, the 5 to 6 hour, people get wrapped up in Fox and the personality stuff. This is the news hour that I think is totally fair and balanced. If people have not seen it, 5 to 6, it's the number one rated for its slot. Keep up your great work. I really appreciate having you on.
Hey, thanks, Stevie. I appreciate it.
Brett Baer, Fox News. He's the anchor, chief political anchor, and host of Special Report with Brett Baer. It's on Monday through Friday, 5 to 6 Central Time. 3 Days in Moscow is his book. You can buy it everywhere here on ESPN 93.5.
Hey, next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
Pia's opens every morning, daily at 7 a.m. You will find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. See you at Pia's, West Springfield Avenue in Champaign. Serving food 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. and drinks until 2 a.m. daily. Pia serves up its famous 10-ounce Slugger Burger along with great wings and so much more. You will find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. See you at Pia's, West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
The Crystal Lake Family Aquatic Center opens May 26th. Don't miss the summer fun at 1401 North Broadway in Urbana. Daily admission, $6 before 5 p.m., $4 after 5, and kids 4 and under are free. Splash around and enjoy the zero-depth pool, water slides, and a lap swim pool. Save money by purchasing 5 or 10 visit punch cards. The Crystal Lake Family Aquatic Center is also perfect for parties. Rent the whole aquatic center or just part for an upcoming birthday party, summer celebration, or any other family-friendly event. Make a splash this summer at the Crystal Lake Family Aquatic Center. Learn more at UrbanaParks.org.
You know, there's a lot of different kinds of tanks in the world. There's the German Leopold and the M1 Abrams, but the most common and widely feared tank in the world today is the full septic tank. Don't call out the National Guard if you come up on one of these babies. They can't help. Instead, call Gulliford Septic and Sewer at 337-5996. Having a war with your restaurant grease traps? Gulliford provides grease trap cleanings, along with sewer line cleaning, camera inspections, and jetting service. Visit them at Gulliford SeptictServices.com or call 337-5996 the next time you're facing a septic or sewer line battle. You've heard the horror stories.
After a week on the job, it's trashed and dirty.
Most just assume they aren't clean. Well, ours are. For your next event, wedding, backyard gathering, festival, race, or job site, book a clean, affordable Illinois portable toilet. Offering a large variety of styles and colors from the basic portable restroom to flush-style units and even luxury mobile restrooms with AC and sinks with running water so you can potty in luxury. Make it clean and comfortable with Illinois portable toilets. Call 239-JOHN. That's 239-5646.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter of Country Arbors Nursery. There's no better place to buy all your trees, flowers, mulch, and rock than Country Arbors Nursery. 30,000 perennials and hundreds of thousands of annuals right here in Urbana. And we don't order in our trucks. Our perennials and annuals are grown within feet of where you're buying them. Millions of plants, bulk rock, and mulches, and delivery and or planting on everything we sell. And if you'd like to leave everything to the pros, Country Arbors has a full landscaping service as well. There's a reason why we've become Champaign-Urbana's favorite garden and landscaping center. So come out to Country Arbors Nursery in Urbana or go to countryarbors.com for more information and directions.
Born kids and free typically don't go together. Luckily, every Wednesday at Rosati's Pizza, get two free kids meals with any $25 purchase or more. Pizza, pasta, salads, and more options will satisfy everyone's craving. Dine in only. Kids 10 and under, please. Then on Friday, don't freak out. Start your weekend off right with a four-topping, 16-inch thin-crust pizza from Rosati's Pizza in Urbana for just $23.15. Saturday, it's all-you-can-eat spaghetti, just $6.95. 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., salad, breadstick, and drink extra. Rosati's Pizza, 701 South Gregory, or 328-2334.
It feels more dangerous, is it?
Now than then, you mean?
Yeah.
I don't know that it's more dangerous. It's different. When I first came on in 1992, crack cocaine was in its heyday in Champaign. And as you remember, you've been here. You're local. 4th and Bradley, 5th and Bradley area. Yep. Several housing projects there. Mm-hmm. High crime. Mm-hmm. Gang infested. Mm-hmm. Drug infested. Poverty stricken. Violence ridden. More shootings, more murders in those days. But most of them were associated with the drug trade. So it was easier to wrap your head around those shootings. It's cultural violence that we're experiencing now. We have young adults who are so far removed from structured, loving, intact families. And I know this is going to offend some people. Well, those people need some help with parenting then.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have kids that are not being taught respect. They're not being taught kindness. They're not being shown kindness. They're not being shown love.
Brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callsktoday.com.
Good to hear from Tim Atterbury there. A law enforcement official of the month with TVJ Broadcasting. Now we'll get into our sports at 8:46. We've got Minnesota over St. Louis yesterday. Let's see how they do today. First pitch at 12:10 here on ESPN 93.5. We've got your Redbird recap to get to right now.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney in Minneapolis. Last night at Target Field, the Cardinals got only two hits. But those two hits produced a run, only to have the Twins tie the game in the sixth with three two-out hits, and then win with three runs in the seventh.
Not enough support for Jack Flaherty, who was really good in his start. Failed again in an attempt to pick up his first Major League victory, but he pitched well enough to get it. Worked into the sixth inning, only gave up one run. Cardinals have only scored two total runs in three games against Minnesota.
The Minnesota Twins have won all three against the Cardinals, and to avoid a sweep today, Miles Michaelis is out to pick up his sixth win against former Cardinal Lance Lynn.
Lance Lynn is not off to a good start, and Michaelis is. Let's hope that trend continues. It'll be fun to watch Lance Lynn pitch in a different uniform.
The Twins won last night 4-1. Miles Michaelis 5-0 against Lynn 1-3. And we're on the air today at 11:15.
The Cubs beat the Braves yesterday 3-2. We'll have the pregame show starting just after 6 on US 105.9. First pitch at 6:35 in that series that's now split. The Pittsburgh Pirates over the Chicago White Sox 7-0. They'll have a game at 11:35. College basketball news with that Gavitt tip-off. We have Illinois facing Georgetown Tuesday, November 13th. On to the NBA, where Boston leads the series 2-0 with the Celtics beating Cleveland 107-94 yesterday. Golden State up on the series 1-0 over Houston will play those Rockets tonight. NBA draft results had the Bulls with pick 7 and the Pacers with pick number 23. That's happening at the Palmer House Hilton up in Chicago. NHL playoffs had the Capitals over Nashville 4-2 yesterday. Washington leads that series 2-1. Also, our NCAA regional golf tournament happening over in Columbus, Ohio has Oklahoma State on top of the leaderboard, then the Illini as they finished yesterday at 6-under. They are on the course now. So we say go Illini here on ESPN 93.5. Back to find out about playing it safe. It's happening with Carl at the Leonard Rec Center on Saturday from 9:30 to 2. We'll take note of that next. It's 8:49 on ESPN 93.5.
Carpenters Local 243 in Champaign, Illinois wants to thank the contractors, developers, and business owners who utilize the skills and services of union carpenters on their projects. Carpenters Local 243 members are part of the world's highest skilled, most productive workforce. Members and contractors are committed to apprenticeship training and an ongoing journeyman skill advancement program. This provides the labor resources to ensure projects are completed. For a list of responsible contractors, call Carpenters Local 243 at 356-5463.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattron and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewash and Savoy, online, drivechampaign.com.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent John Kaywood in Champaign can help you get to a better state because he will talk with you, listen to you, and help put together a policy that has you written all over it. From cost to coverage, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? They call State Farm agent John Kaywood in Champaign, 367-1105, and officially get to a better state with State Farm.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands from Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, your Trane Comfort Specialist. Right now is a great time to buy a new Trane heating and cooling system from Lands. For a limited time only, we're offering 0% interest for 6 years. That's no interest with equal payments and approved credit for 6 years on any qualifying Trane system. Or here's another way you can save on a new Trane heating and cooling system from Lands. Trade in your old system. For a limited time, you can get a $1,000 trade-in allowance on any qualifying Trane system. So pick your best deal. No interest for 6 years. Or a $1,000 trade-in allowance and start saving. Call 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at landsinc.com. Remember, it's hard to stop a train. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
See Lands for program details. Call 888-653-0051 for details about credit costs and terms. Regular APR is 28.99 for newly opened accounts. APR may vary, subject to credit approval.
All right, very happy to talk Play It Safe with our good friends from Carl, but happy to welcome some pretty smart doctors in the studio because that's kind of redundant. Every time you're a doctor, you're pretty smart. Jared Zimmerman, M.D., Ann Zimmer, M.D., Jared Zimmerman, Play It Safe. How would you define the event? What is it?
Well, the event's a community event for parents and children to just get better ideas about helping keep your child safe, not only on the playground, but in sports play, everyday life, car seats, all those things that we just want to go over and help our community keep our children safe, be able to really, the name says it all.
You guys have been doing this a while, haven't you?
This has been going on for years. I know I've been part of the sports medicine program. We have athletic trainers that are over there to answer questions, giveaways, things like that.
Uh-huh.
Since I've been here, this is my 13th year at Carl.
Okay, awesome.
So, Ann, how do I not be so overprotective on the playground? Because it looks dangerous.
Yeah, a lot of things look dangerous, and I do think it's a good idea when you first get there to kind of check things out, make sure the equipment's well-maintained, there aren't sharp edges, there aren't trip hazards, things like that. But I think more than that, it's important to tell your kids these are the rules for how you stay safe on the playground.
And what are they?
So knowing where the swings are, not running in front of the swings.
Good idea. Good tip.
Pushing on top of those high platforms. Watching out for other people coming down the slide and taking turns, going feet first, things like that.
Okay, so it says here, how can parents make sure the child's exercising without overdoing it? Do kids overdo it? I thought we had child obesity. I don't think we're doing enough, are we?
I think it's a catch-22. I think we have, and the more and more in my sports practice, and I think in the pediatric population as well, is we're getting a divergent youth group. We're getting the ones that are playing sports 365 days a year, and we have the ones that enjoy watching TV and playing video games. And I think what we're really got to struggle with right now in our population is how do we find that middle ground where, no, you don't have to play on the super competitive 75-game-a-year baseball team, but I just want to – how do I get my kid involved in something that's just for fun? We're losing that let's just play stuff for fun right now.
Uh-huh.
So we got to find that spot.
It seems like you have to specialize in your sport when you're three.
Yeah.
And then they're going weekends and everything to go to the –
Exactly.
That is, I hadn't thought 2 seconds about that. But you're right. That we do 75 games or none. So that's a good thing. Okay, so I grew up with Dr. Malcolm Hill with my kids.
Yeah.
Mike Hill's been a doctor for a few years here at Carl's retiring. He was big for bike helmets.
Oh,
and so
yeah.
We always, even though they weren't, quote, cool, we made our kids wear them. And one time we were at Barkstall, and I'll never forget this. Christian, we brought our bikes in the car, everything. We were riding this, had a bike-a-thon, whatever it was. And Christian had his helmet on, and he hit something, and I think he had at least 6-8 feet in the air. And he landed on his head. Thank God. Because that could have been nasty had he not had that helmet on, because we see it all the time. And Mike Hill had the helmet in his office about how it's you're saving lives. You've got to get the helmets on the kids.
That's right.
And
yeah.
So, but can parents say, I don't need one, but you do. I always put one on just to make sure they saw that I did. That's
yeah.
important to set the tone, isn't it?
Absolutely. Our kids want to mirror their parents. And so we lots of things we do in life, we're setting examples, and it's proven over and over in studies. So it doesn't matter if it's wearing a bike helmet, obesity, smoking, drinking, what they see their adults around them do, they're going to emulate or at least try. And so we're the number one thing they're going to look up to most of the time.
She's right, isn't he, Ann?
Yeah, that sounds right to me.
It's just exactly what they say. Children are like wet cement. Whatever falls on them makes an impression. They just watch you
mm-hmm.
and look at you. You're like Truman in that Truman movie. Everybody sees you and watching every move. Okay, Dr. Jared Zimmerman, Dr. Ann Ziemer, they're both at Carl. We got playing It Safe. It's Saturday, May 19. You want to mark that on the calendar? Or better yet, put it in your phone. You guys don't have calendars, do you? Aren't you in your phone?
No.
Yeah, no.
You're so hip. That's here, 9:30 to 2.
Very good.
Leonard Recreational Center in Centennial Park.
Oh, nice.
Carl.
It used to be out of the Champaign County Fairgrounds, but... The Leonard Center is
ooh, nice place. It's just good information. Car seats are a real, we don't do that right. I know that's a struggle, and sometimes you guys have events, but that's got to fit properly.
Yes.
To work right.
That's right, yeah. And most car seats will have on their guidelines as far as height, weight restrictions. So that's always important to look
kids
at.
Kids are supposed to be in a booster or something longer than you'd think, and sometimes if it's too high on the neck and all that stuff, that's bad.
Yeah, and again, a lot of it goes into age and size, so I do think fairs like this are important because they help you figure out, are you doing the right thing for your kids?
Yeah. Well, listen, this is a good thing. Carl's always been good,
mm-hmm.
kind of a Carl fan, and they do a great job.
Right.
So this Playing It Safe is a good thing, and we appreciate you guys. Where are you from, man?
I'm from Wisconsin.
You're both from Wisconsin.
You got two Badgers in here.
Two cheese heads? Are you cheese heads and Packers or no?
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
I like the Packers. And you're from Platteville, which the Bears used to go and train there, didn't
yep,
they?
Yep, okay. I used to go to church with Mike Ditka.
Come on.
Absolutely. So when you
what
have
you
him on Fridays,
yeah.
I listen and my memory is shaking him and saying, peace be with you, you know.
Awesome.
So,
good
yeah.
man, big man, you know, back in the
yeah,
day.
Yeah, you know,
formidable, big hand.
It was like when he
yeah.
shook my hand, it was like my entire forearm as a child.
Well,
so I remember it vividly.
He truly represents a bear. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate
thank,
both of you.
Thank you.
If
yeah,
people need any more information, carl.org to yes. find it.
Yes. Yep, it's carl.org/plane-it-safe. It's coming up May 19. If you want information, go to the website. Again, May 19, Leonard Recreational Center in Centennial Park. It's going to be a great day, Saturday, May 19. Plane It Safe and the good friends at Carl. ESPN 93.5.
Hey, it's me, your old AC. We need to talk, man. I am out of here. Trust me, it's not going to get much better. I need to be replaced. Call the experts and get a new air conditioner that will save up to 50% on energy bills. Go ahead, do it. I'll be right here. Whew.
At Chief Bauer Service Experts, save up to $4,000 on a new home comfort system. Call 866-EXPERTS or visit chiefbauer.com for expert service guaranteed.
Call 866-EXPERTS.
Heavy rain this morning causing backed up traffic all the way to
Isaac. Move all laptops and
ladies. Folks, we're number 9 on the list for takeoff, so settle in, keep those seatbelts fastened.
Welcome to Westin.
Travel can be disruptive to your well-being. That's why at Westin Hotels and Resorts, we have rejuvenating heavenly beds, a nutritious superfoods RX menu, and a workout gear lending program to help you stay in control and rise above it all. Weston, let's rise.
This is Eric Bullen with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our job is to help clients plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. Our mission is to provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign, or call 217-366-3456, or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Great food, great selection, great atmosphere. That is Addie's Bar and Grill at Stone Creek Golf Club. Addie's is the place for casual, relaxed dining with friends, pub-style food, a full-service bar with 12 beers on tap, and 11 flat-screen TVs to cheer on your team. Their private dining areas are great for your next party, too. For an online menu, visit addies.net and follow them on Facebook and Twitter for daily food and drink specials. Make Addie's your neighborhood destination off Stone Creek Boulevard in Urbana. It's something to come back for.
Have you been dreaming about a vacation? With Prospect Bank's Vacation Club,